think so.
All right, we're on.
Well, I'm sure.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and go live.
The end of the fucking world.
I'll tell you that, this commission is for live.
Okay. We are live. Go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:03 PM on Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on September 28th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I did none.
I did not.
Okay, can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. We accept the minutes as presented for Tuesday, September 28th, Board of Works meeting.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up are a ton of street cut permits. So let's start with 735 Norfolk. And, oh, will you pass the light? The light, I think. Just unplug it and pass it down. Thank you. It should remain covered. Thank you. No problem. Okay, 735 North Norfolk Cove. It appears to be the installation of a gas service to a new home there. Any concerns from department heads? Any concerns from the Board of Works? I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curved streets or alleys for 735 North Norfolk Cove as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion?
Question.
Yes.
Is this 7:30? Oh, wait. This person here, third on coal, is the same person here, but different intervals?
Yeah, so I think these are all from NIPSCO.
Yes.
So I think they're all coming from the same person in NIPSCO, if you will. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Any other questions? Okay. All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Oh, this is just a spelling thing.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to find, I thought it said court, not cove, but on everything it says that.
Oh, Norfolk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a K on Norfolk, but
yeah.
On the map it says Norfolk.
Gotcha. So I think, if I'm looking at this correctly, I think we're good on our side, but I think that's a NIPSCO. I think that's on NIPSCO's line, yes.
Okay.
So just note that on the map it's misspelled.
Okay.
Thank you. Next up is a permit to cut into curved streets or alleys for 310 East Chicago Street, and this is to retire a gas service. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there was a house that was demolished there, right? Gotcha. Do we know if that's just going to remain grass? No, we don't know.
We're at on Chicago?
On Chicago.
Because, I don't know. I think the resident next to him bought the lot.
Okay, I was going to say, because this says demo, not rebuilding. So I'm assuming that means that there won't be another building there, but thought I'd check. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. I will make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curved streets or alleys for 310 East Chicago Street as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the permit to cut into curved streets or alleys for 1365 West Glenwood Drive. This is for the installation of a new gas service, like a new home that was built out in the Deer Chase subdivision. Questions about this? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curved streets or alleys at 1365 plus Glenwood Drive in Columbia City.
Okay. I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion?
Question?
Yes.
Type of service says grass cut, bore under asphalt. Mm-hmm. Kelly, are we okay with that?
Where was that at?
That's at Glenwood. It's going to go from the north side of the road to the south side of the road and through the wooded area to back to the home.
Yeah. It happens. I mean, sometimes it ends up being a hump in the road if they, you know, yeah, if they get their the hay. head hits a rock or something, but it's all right.
Okay. Let's just keep an eye on the area, just in case. Keep an eye on it. And
yeah.
As always, if they damage our infrastructure, they got to go back and repair it, too.
The problem is, like, the only way you get rid of that is to cut the road out.
That's true.
It, so.
Yeah, I mean, that would be...
We've had that done before over on Somerset.
Oh, really?
Time. Yeah. And it ended up being a patch then. So I don't know what's worse, to have a little hump in the road or cut it out and have a patch then. So.
Depends on what a little means.
Yeah.
A little hump in the road.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on it.
Thank you. Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut. Did we already?
We already did
the permit. I'm sorry. The motion, the second. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, we have another one. Is it just one in front of them? Actually, we have two. The other one with the fibers in here as well. Okay, so next up is 281 Longfellow Boulevard. This is the one that's in front of you. And, again, this is over, again, in Cambridge Crossing. It's a new gas service to a new home. Have you guys seen this one yet? Do you want to see
but
it?
There's only curbs out there right now, so.
Well, it acts like they're staying in the dirt anyway.
Yeah, yeah, it does say dirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. Any questions on this one? They misspelled Longfellow on the third line down. Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curved streets or alleys for 281 Longfellow Boulevard as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. In your packet, I'm sorry, in your Dropbox, there is the application for approval to locate utility improvements within the city's right-of-way. This is by Barry IT. Barry IT is the company that's going to be installing the fiber optic new network throughout our city. And they're going to be doing it in, is it five phases, Chip? I think it's five or six phases. And they're going to be starting on the most northern side, basically surrounding the 109 Line Street area going north. So first in your Dropbox, I put the application for the locate the utility improvements, and I also put the map, the phase one map in there. Chip looks like he's brought a
phase one.
The first phase. Okay.
Yes.
Are you able to get to these?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you scroll, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you will see kind of where the first phase is going to be. And that will be Cambridge Crossing, Wooddale, Wilkeswood, and then that small subdivision that's right off of 109 that's not in the city limits. I'm not sure exactly what one that is, as well as kind of the far edge of North Elm Street, Reddick area. So.
You told me I would.
So that kind of gives you a little bit of an idea of the first phase. I did get an email with those phases. Let me grab those real quick. I'll throw them into the Dropbox. I don't know if you can see it in your Dropbox yet. I just put in the phases.
There you go. So, I don't know that I can flip it, so I apologize. That's how it came to me. But you can kind of see what the different phases are. Rachel, I'll be putting something out on my page probably tonight on that those phases. So, make it easier on you. So, okay. Anybody have questions? Okay, so the first phase up there on the northern side of 30, basically, is where they're going to be. This is their first, I guess, their first kind of request, if you will. So
this will only be for phase one.
This is only for phase one. Yes.
Can we do it for all phases?
Okay.
Or do you want?
The request is okay.
The request for the right of way.
They have the okay. It's just to actually put inside the right of way. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you guys have been working on this because obviously this is a widespread project throughout the whole city. Uh-huh. So there's going to be a lot of infrastructure that we're going to have to maintain.
Not maintain, but
make sure that they're working around. They'll fix what they you know run into or break along the way. But so there would be basically one application.
That's what I would request.
Yeah.
We just have to have something. They didn't put anything. There'd have to be like a map or something.
So what we could do is we could approve the actual application because again, they're applying to locate their infrastructure within a right of way. So what we could do is we could approve it with the caveat that as each phase comes up that they obviously notify us and we approve of those phases along the way. But one application, multiple phases. Does that seem like a fair approach to it? Okay. Does that sound okay, Chip?
That's fine.
Okay,
you want one application, then just every phase.
Before they do the next phase, they need to bring those to us for approval ahead of time.
Okay.
So I don't think it's that big of a deal because we meet every 2 weeks, but at the very least, it keeps the Board of Works informed of what's going on the ground and make sure that our department
has... And I'll bring a set of prints every phase. That's fine.
And then do those sets of prints, do they go into our GIS system or anything so that we have some...
Probably, or, we can do that.
I mean, I it may be worthwhile just to have some... or just keep them in the files or something. I don't know. But I'm having something so we can see when water department has to go and locate something or street sewer has to locate something, they can at least see what the infrastructure is there. Okay.
How many phases are there?
I believe there's five.
Five?
Yeah, let me double check that.
Yes.
Yeah, they have five phases. Now, I will say I did send a question over to CERB asking specifically about the commercial areas that are around that. So... In the map that you guys have, there's a yellow highlighted area, and it's the commercial area. So I don't know if that's a build-out as the phases are coming along or how that works. So I've asked for further clarification on that piece. But phase one is pretty clear-cut, as you can tell. So,
Rosie, Sally sent out a document in reference to signage.
Mm. Yeah, that's...
Is that...
We'll do that next.
Okay.
Yes. That's a good question.
So we'll get something... I mean, like, this and I just spoke.
The phase year. One, the yeah.
Okay.
Those maps, and then we'll just keep attaching each of the phases.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll make a motion. We approve the application for approval to locate utility improvements within the city's right-of-way for Berry IT for the fiber construction with the caveat that as each new phase comes along, those phases come before the Board of Works for approval.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, so Sally had sent an email out today specifically regarding the fiber project, and it was about the signage in and of itself. So I think it should be in your emails, correct? I don't
right.
think it went to the Dropbox.
Correct.
So there are two different signs that CERP has basically requested to be posted as they start to do the fiber build-out throughout our community. One of those signs is for the actual entrances to the subdivisions because they'll be working a subdivision at a time. But then as they go into kind of each property ahead of time, they'll be putting in smaller signs. I think 5x5. Yeah. So the street corner signs will be 18x24, and the yard signs will be 5x5. And it just kind of is a great, well, I guess to me, it's good notification to the residents along the way that, hey, here's what we're digging, and hey, you can go to this website to find out, yes, you can go to this QR code, find out kind of what the construction updates are and how long it's going to take and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's their plan of action. But I think it's good that they're trying to get ahead of the curve to try to tell all the residents along the way, hey, we're going to be, burying fiber in your backyard, boring fiber throughout your backyard. But here's where you can get updates, here's where you can ask questions, all that kind of stuff. So
just as they get a phase done,
yes.
Will that phase be active?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Actually, I asked that exact question because I've had that question of, do they have to wait for the whole city to be done, or do they just, so as each phase gets completed, that phase will be lit.
Okay.
So that area will have access to fiber internet.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. Do you have a question? Okay.
I think it will probably answer at some point.
Okay.
But I'm just looking at how do I register to get service?
Sure.
Billing, but that'll come, I'm sure. So.
Yeah. So there'll be, and again, keep in mind as the city, we're not trying to be biased by any means, right? So we still have CenturyLink, although you know my feelings about CenturyLink. We have MediaCom, and then we have now Surf that's building out. So as a private internet provider, they, I'm sure, will be pushing out plenty of information about how to sign up for the service and things of that effect. I don't see this construction as being any different than, let's say, if a Frontier or a, AT&T or another telecommunications company wanted to come and put fiber or put, internet access, if you will, through our community. So I'm trying really hard not to show any bias in that regard, but I do think that this is a really neat thing to give customers another option especially within the city of Columbia City, and hopefully building out from there in the future.
And this will be available to businesses and residents?
Yes. Yep. So there's, without going too deep here, there's dark fiber and there's lighted fiber, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Dark fiber is in the ground and they typically sell access to that. So if you're a company and you want access, you pay for the build out to your business. Whereas lit fiber is running throughout the whole community and you basically have access to it if you want to pay for the service. So it's a different model. First phase is Wilkeswood, Wooddale, Heritage Place, Cambridge Crossing, kind of that whole northern part of 30. They have said that that the schedule, they'll have those signs removed once that phase is complete. So we won't have signage that'll be staying up for years. But with that being said, they also recognize some residents may pull the signage out of their own yard, so, but they are allowed to build an easement. Let's be very, very clear about that. There is an ability to do that, so.
Okay.
So, I think what they wanted was to get approval from the Board of Works to be able to post that signage where their construction is occurring. So I wanted to open that up for discussion.
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, they're temporary.
Yeah, they're temporary signs, for sure. So.
And again, I think it's just a way of communicating to the public what they should see coming or be happening. And,
mm-hmm.
So, I think it's a great idea to publicize what we're doing in the areas.
Okay, then with that, I will make a motion. We approve Surf Broadband Solutions' request to post signage throughout their fiber build-out.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up is the plat approval for Hoag's Third Edition. We're going to table that until the next meeting. So next up is the street closure permit for the Veterans Marathon on November 13th. Mark, I don't know if you worked with Julian on this.
It's the same. It's the same.
Okay. Gotcha. Remind me, because I think they've had a couple different iterations. Are they going west and east? Are they going to stay west? Do we know?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. Okay. I'm not sure the answer to that.
Because there's a map here, but it's not super great. You have the map. It didn't copy well. Let's just say it that way.
Yeah, it didn't.
Yeah, it's still not great, but looks like it's all west.
Later than
normal too. Oh, because of where Veterans Day falls? Gotcha. Yeah, here. Yeah. Here's the... So this is the better-ish map.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But it looks like it's all on the west side. I'm assuming they're also coordinating with the county sheriff's department and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Okay. Gary, I know you just walked in, but the map for Veterans Marathon, has Joanne been in contact with you and all that stuff? Okay. They're staying all on the west side, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Same as last year.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. Any questions regarding the request? Okay. Can I have a motion?
I make a motion that we approve the street closing permit for the Veterans Marathon dated November 13, 2021.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Bills.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers dated October 12, 2021 in the amount of $881,649.68.
I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $9,075 for pay file ending 10-1-2021, and this is for fourth quarter clothing allowance.
I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, Chip, we'll start with you.
Fibers pretty much were, I feel like it's constant daily work, but it's nothing bad. I've got the annexation that I brought to you, so hopefully we can get going on that. I don't really think I have anything else. Sorry.
Questions?
I've got a whole list, but it's
questions.
Everything's going good.
Thank you. Mike, you have something for us?
I do. Do you want me to go now or
yes.
Let these guys get done and then...
Please go now.
Okay. First of all, over the weekend we had a blower drive blow up, so my staff took the one drive apart and transferred it from one cabinet into the other cabinet to make it run. They've done that yesterday, so we're going to have to replace the drive there. I've ordered a Headworks drive this morning for one of our pumps. It has to be replaced, and that drive is going to be a little over 8,000, so I'm guessing the one that we blew up this weekend is probably going to be that too. Just to remind that the treatment plant is getting old. It was built several years ago, so we're starting to have some things that are it's going to be need to be replaced, so that's where we're headed. I got my one guy back after he had his shoulder surgery. He's on night duty, so I had him. He's been working on the SDI annual report that we have to do every year. I had him start collecting information. We're starting to put that together. 700 East, they set the lid and the riser and the lid on the new pig launch out there. That looks great. I have not made it out there. I need to go out there tomorrow. Influent pumps, that's what I'm going to talk about. I've been working on the IPEP safety grant. I've got to get some information to Beth by this Friday. And we found out our track loader that's supposed to be here this month won't be here until next month. So that'll be 3 months that it's pushed back. So, I don't know. We'll get at it sometime.
Somewhere down the road.
Yeah. Our influent pumps, we have every so many years we have an inspection done on them. And when they've done the inspections this time, they always send a report back with photos and everything like that, things that need to be done. And they are, the impellers and the wear rings are wearing out as they have over years past. Some people have been here for a while knows that I've requested this before. And this is a problem that when you pump grit, which sand, stone, rock, and stuff like that, unless that's removed before your pumps, you're just going to tear your pumps up. That's, it just, it wasn't done correctly when it was built, but that was before I complained before I was in charge, and I still complain now that this process, it's not in the right order. But so, therefore, we have all the wear and tear on these pumps. As you can see, I had Rosie put that in there.
Mike, can I ask you a question real quick? So how often do we need to spend this exorbitant amount of money on those pumps?
I figured it up, and we're going about every between four to 6 years.
4 to 6 years, okay.
Yeah.
And I know you've looked at this, but is there any way that we can put something in place that captures that stuff prior to it going through the pumps?
A grit removal system before the pumps, which I was told at the time that it was too deep and too expensive. But they had to dig that deep to put that building in anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, they dug lower than the building's foundation for a slab, and then they built from there up.
Yeah.
So, but that's what we were told at the time.
Yeah, I guess I just, I mean, again, I think we need to move forward with the proposal you have here. I guess I just wonder if it's worthwhile to take a look at what that system could actually, you know, if there's an opportunity there, what that would even look like, cost, all that kind of stuff. Because again, I mean, if we're spending almost $70,000 every 4 or 5 years for pumps, impellers, all that stuff that goes with that,
yeah,
it makes me wonder how many times we pay that it would make more sense to put in the system.
I guess it would be a multi-million-dollar project. Do keep in mind that one pump just alone by itself about 3 years ago was $76,000 for just one. We have three of them in our headworks, and we have four pumps, which are even larger. They're 70. They're probably close to 80, 85,000 apiece.
Gotcha.
In the EQ basin. So the impellers alone, unfortunately, are $14,328 apiece. So I can do one pump at a time, but the way everything is, everybody's playing the COVID card. Oh, you can't get it. We can't ship it. We can't make it because we don't have employees. Everybody's heard all the big spiel that everybody's tired of hearing. So if we're going to do this, I would just like to do this at one big shot, get it done, and order everything. The other unfortunate thing is the products come from Sweden. So they may float in the ocean for I don't know how long before we get them. They've got an estimate of 12 to 14 weeks on here. I'll be surprised if it's here before next year, to be honest. Which we're in good shape right now. They're still running and running well, but they are showing major signs of wear. So when these come in, before the last time I tried something, I had them take the impellers and the rings, and I had them ceramic coated before they were installed.
Yep.
That saved them so far. The ceramic coating's there, so that has slowed down the wear. So we're still okay right now. So when these come in, I've instructed them as soon as they come in to have these ceramic coated too before they do an install. And they'll do everything on site for those three pumps. We'll tear them down and put them back together. And they will also replace two of our smaller pumps. The cables are warm because they're outside. And before they go bad, they're going to replace a couple of power cables on those. And that's all included in this. It includes all the labor and everything. So, yeah, I'm requesting to spend $68,849 on the parts and labor, but that does not include the coating.
Okay, that's 66,000?
What did I say?
68.
66.
Okay.
849, sorry.
Nope, that's okay.
I can't even read it with my glasses.
And that doesn't count freight.
Yeah, it's correct. Freight, and then also the
ceramic coating.
Ceramic coating.
Gotcha. So. Do we have an anticipated cost of the ceramic coating? Freight is going to be coin flip in the air but.
Yeah. I'm going to say probably a couple thousand for the coating.
Okay.
I forget the last place. It's out of Michigan. If they go to the same place, which should be in our file, they were going to look that up, but they're sending it to the same place.
So equipment comes in from Sweden, and then we send it up to wherever, Michigan, to get it quoted.
Once it comes into BL Anderson, I don't know if it'll go to BL Anderson or whether it'll go to Xylem and Indy, because they're a rep for them, which basically is a flag rep. Mm-hmm. Well, they'll go there, and then they'll ship it directly to Michigan, have it done, and then I don't know where it will go from there. But yeah, once it's done, then we'll get them installed.
Mike, is any of those that you're referring to spares on the shelf, or are they just constantly in use?
They're constantly in use. Yeah, we don't have any spares, simply because of the price of them, and they last for several years. Our pumps, they do, is unless it's not a storm event, we only run one pump at a time for the whole facility, bring all the water in, and they rotate every 24 hours. But if we do have a rain event, then it kicks the other pump on. If we cannot run three pumps at one time, you'll flood the treatment plant out if we turn all three of them on at the same time. So
the pumps, are they, I'm going to talk way out of my experience, are they on VFDs or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes, they're on VFDs, and like I said, right now I just ordered a new drive this morning that's 8,000 some because we blew one up.
Okay. Okay, so we anticipate 4 or 5 months probably at this point?
Yeah. I'm going to say probably next year at some time.
Well, if there's good news, the good news is that the long-term patrol plan project cost less than what was anticipated.
Yes.
So if there's good news, there's at least a little wiggle room there.
Yeah.
But still, you know, less is all, you know, relative at a $10 million project, but, you know. So, questions of Mike? Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the request of Mike Cook for the wastewater treatment plant pumps, quote number 6272 through BL Anderson Company, Inc., as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
That's all I have, unless there's questions.
Questions. Thank you. Kelly.
I'll just report on our paving. Niblock had Ellsworth and Old Trail finished last week. They're currently working on grading some of the alleys up, getting them ready that we had on the list, and then they'll be moving into the cemetery. Other than that, we're just gearing up for leaf season, starting to get the sweeper out more and start to see some of those in the curb line. And,
yep.
We'll just be preparing for that and making sure the machines are ready to go.
Great. Questions, Kel?
Is Lynn pickup open?
Yes. Lynn pickup was done the first week of October, right?
Yeah. That was supposedly our last pickup of the year.
Not to say that if we have a windstorm, if there may not be.
Well, even not a windstorm. I mean, people just put them out anyway.
Yeah.
Because we'll usually go around sometime in November.
But they're usually unannounced, though.
Yeah.
So the answer is yes, we're done with one pickup.
Officially,
but we are, our departments, as you know, go above and beyond for our citizens.
It's kind of the same way with leaves. I mean, it's used to be like a 6 month program or a 6 week program, but it, you know, I mean, if we're not having any snow and there's still people raking, we'll continue to go around and get the town cleaned up.
And I think even in the spring, you guys have went around again.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
Questions? Thank you. Gary.
First, I'd like to apologize for being late. I was on a complicated phone call, so those aren't fun. Last time I reported that we received our Explorer from City Ford and was taken to the installer. Installer got right on it. We have the truck already. It'll go into service tomorrow when the guy comes back on duty. So happy to announce that. We did pick up the other one that was approved, and it's been taken to the installer, so hopefully we get that back. And as fast as we got this one back, it'll be awesome. So, guys are excited to see that and hear about that, so I think that's boosted morale a little bit. And the three guys that came back from training last time we talked. They came back very enthusiastic and trying to put their training to work, so that's a good thing. Other than that, it's day-to-day business, dispatch, everything's going well. I think Cody and Matt's really doing a great job on the GIS. Cody's been helping Matt out tremendously, so I praise Cody for that. Chip's not even paying attention.
I heard you.
We've got some little tweaks. They want to put in like an actual imagery of the house. And so when the police pull up Spillman, they'll be able to actually see like a Google, map. Yeah. So we're working on getting that in there. So
I know that and again, not that there's an easy way of doing this, but I know that the county has that Eagle Viewer or something like mm-hmm. that. So I don't know if there's any integration there, but
yeah, we're trying to figure that out and getting great. That to it. So great. We're getting there.
But that helps with search warrants and everything. I'm
sure. Especially with so many newer officers.
That's right. That's right. But other than that, just working on SOPs and policies.
Okay. Questions, Gary? Thank you. Mike?
We're probably just a little over halfway done on putting the new main on Jefferson Street, the amount of main we're putting in. Okay. Hopefully to be done probably 3 weeks with hooking up and everything.
Great. Is that it? Question? Thank you. Terry?
I don't have anything to add to my written report unless you have any questions.
Okay. Will you tell me what's on the written report?
we finished the network installation out at the water tower on Tower View Drive, and we got our Outlook cameras back up. And we're going to proceed with Mike to get his water tower on the fiber network for SCADA instead of radios. And we're also finishing up some of the network at Guelph 9, which we hope to get up on SCADA fiber also to get it off of the radio network. Mm-hmm. That's
excellent. Questions, Terry? Thank you. Mark?
So our football's over. It's up 6 figures. So they played a tournament in Warsaw in a couple weeks. So it's kind of winding down as far as that goes. Mother-son party is next Friday. So a lot of work being done to get ready for that. I can't get the office stuff everywhere. So if you're quick, the seating at the high school is kind of on hold because it is so wet. I'm not sure what
you're when it rains or a week and a half, in a row.
I think the pool will be there.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, exactly. We've been mowing a lot. Obviously, my grass is looking like crazy. So,
yes, it is.
And we've lost one of our mowers, so it's kind of
one of your mowers that's in the equipment or the actual person?
Person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
We've been giving some attention, or they've been giving some attention to the mud slide that we've got on the trail there along US 30. There's some construction being done that has caused a lot of mud to run down the trail, and it was really slippery. Not only is there already a hill there, it just goes down the hill, and you're running or walking. So they are taking care of that and trying to get that fixed, grading differently, and making some changes there. So I appreciate their work in doing that, helping in that matter, because it was pretty nasty. We had in our bathroom, so we got remodeled. Our hand dryers, we had problems with those going out, and they're sending us all new ones to replace them. So that was the best news of the week for free. Been working on planning high street towers and starting to advertise that. Kyle started yesterday. It was his first day at the Aquatic Center. So Kyle
was selected for the Aquatic Center director.
Oh. So Kyle Beagle, who was in our maintenance department the last year, basically on his year anniversary,
moved over.
And so we are getting applications now to replace Kyle's maintenance position. Mm-hmm. So
good question to Mark.
Do you have any idea how well the pool did this year? Or
I haven't seen the plan.
I haven't got that put together yet.
Okay.
I would say it's pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a lot of hot days. The beginning of the year was a little wet and cold, but by the end of the summer, it was hot and dry until the last, you know, 3 weeks. But we weren't open, so.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Marsha.
Nothing.
Rosie.
Nothing.
As you are probably well aware, my assistant has announced that she is going to be leaving me in March. She actually will be going on maternity leave before that, so we are actively asking for applications from the public for my executive secretary position. And so we're accepting those through next Friday, the 22nd, I think that's the 22nd, someone check me on that, at noon. So we've already had a couple in, and I anticipate more will come in for that. So, yeah, appreciate her service and to the city and certainly to my office and to me. And we'll continue to work together until it's time for her to go on maternity leave, and then when she comes back, maternity leave and all that stuff. So, anyways, so that's number one. Number two is, did I copy you on this? Did I set the ARP list? Did I give you that? Okay, so I'll make sure you get a copy before. I'm bringing it in front of the council tonight, just so you're aware. But as you may remember, the federal government passed the American Rescue Plan that had direct aid, if you will, to cities and towns and counties and states, etc. And that gave the city about $2 million, a little over $2 million for certain purposes we can spend it on. Well, we're one of the few communities that we asked Baker Tilly to do a little analysis for us. We're one of the few communities that have a fair amount of wiggle room for revenue replacement. So basically, we can pay for some general government things out of that revenue replacement. And so I'll be bringing that to the council at our next meeting here. But it's a good opportunity for us to, you know, finish projects that we've started and kind of get to some of those long-term issues that we've been waiting for something like this to come along, if you will, but doing it in a way that's impactful for our community. So we'll be presenting that and then to the council at the next meeting here. Also, CIP is going to be meeting at the council, as you both are aware. So, and that really is just to kind of go through the CDIP budget and make sure that we're all good with that, since budget process right now is happening. We have another, can't announce it yet, but we have another restaurant that is going to be probably located here in Columbia City, which is good. And a lot of things happening. it's after, like I've said before, the long slog that we had last year is warp speed this year, and the fact that we're middle of October already is just incredible. So appreciate your guys' work and help, and keep moving forward on that. Grace, I'll get back to you in a moment. Okay. Walt. Nicole. Okay. Press. Okay. Public. Okay, so I want to introduce Grace Romine, and Grace is our youth council representative tonight. You want to talk about what we did last meeting?
Sure. So at this last meeting, we kind of started discussing city government in Indiana and kind of the basics of that, so we started learning about that. This last month or two, youth council members have been planning a pickleball tournament, which we put on two Saturdays ago, October 2nd. And that went really well. We had 14 teams playing. Everybody showed up. All proceeds went to the Parks Department of Columbia City. And it was a good time, besides the rain, but we got it all figured out. And then our next meeting is next Wednesday.
That sounds right, yeah.
It's next week. Yes. It's either Wednesday or Thursday.
But it's Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, we're really looking forward to getting back in the swing of things after this last year and a half where we haven't really gotten to do volunteer opportunities and such. So, looking forward to it.
Great. Questions?
Nope.
Thank you. Well, with that, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.